can't look at the rocket launch, trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
Yes, of course we do. Good morning. It is 8:12. I'm Larry Long. A very nice 68 out there. It is time for Bird Watch, sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road. Also by the River Lake Inn, located near Colon. Now your host for Bird Watch, Roger Taylor. And good morning, Rog.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Oh, beautiful. My kind of weather. I like it like this.
Even with your allergies bothering you.
Well, you know, it's better than too hot. Like, I still remember last summer.
So. Oh, when you just... It was in the 90s, unrelenting.
I know,
yeah, yeah.
I know. And I'll take a little eye itching.
Your eye itching wouldn't be better if it was 90 plus no. And sweat was running into your eyes.
That's true.
Welcome to Birdwatch.
I see you've got the audio.
Oh, yeah.
I like it when we have an audio.
Yeah,
clue.
And there's a reason why we are. Choosing the particular bird that you're going to need to identify by sound.
Okay.
And it has to do with a regular listener to Birdwatch sending me pictures of a juvenile of this species on their bird feeder. And if you can identify this bird correctly, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend that comes exclusively from Waddell's, and you also get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a buddy with you to dinner, your meal is half price, and all you have to do is tell us who this is. You may have to turn it up a little, Larry.
All right.
There we go. Tell me who that is, and you'll get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. And what Larry and I are laughing about is generally when we start the question.
I was worried for a minute.
The lines all light up, and there was just this gray screen let's give you this again. Here's the bird you need to identify. It is a bird that we see here in this part of the country. Perhaps not as commonly seen as they once were, but they're still actively seen in our area in the summertime. The northern part of their range comes right up, their winter range comes right up to the Indiana border. And so seeing a straggler here, I'm certain if you look at the Christmas bird count along the Indiana border, you'll find some in Michigan. In general, they're from Indiana south in the wintertime, but they come here to breed, which is why we had a listener who saw a juvenile at their feeder. The numbers again, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's do that. Raj is, hello, is this Marilyn? Good morning.
Marilyn?
Oh, looks like Marilyn hung up.
Hello,
is this Joyce?
Yes, this is Joyce.
Yes, hi, Joyce.
In Otsego?
Yep.
Ah, my old alma mater. Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Joyce.
No. I'm talking the bird. What? And you got it right.
Oh, right.
Well, actually... You need a little further enhancement of that name.
A little further enhancement?
Yes.
A little further enhancement?
Yeah.
Technically, it's an eastern meadowlark.
Oh.
But we'll call your answer...
Still a meadowlark.
Still a meadowlark. But usually we're sticklers for detail. And we do on occasion see western meadowlarks here. But meadowlark is close enough. When was the last time you saw one, Joyce?
Years and years.
Yeah, I haven't seen one here in years and years. The last one I saw was actually in a Cook County Forest Preserve, where they had done a large prairie restoration on the south side of town. And it's interesting that you have to go to an island of woods in a huge urban area, but that's where I found a meadowlark. For getting that right, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend. That comes from Waddell's. That's the only place you can get it. And a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take whoever was coaching you to dinner, then your meal is half price.
All right.
Hold on, Joyce. We're going to send you back in to Carolyn. She's still singing the theme song, I'm certain. And she'll need some information, and then dinner is on us for both you and your birds.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Joyce.
Thank you, Joyce.
If you've been wanting more shade in your landscape but just haven't had the time to plant the trees, Waddell's has a deal for you. Come in this week and pick out a tree, and Waddell's experts will deliver and plant it for you at huge savings. How about a flowering pear tree with its gorgeous blooms in the spring? A sugar maple with its brilliant autumn leaf colors? A crab apple that will provide fruit for the birds, or an oak for cooling shade in the summertime. Waddell's certified nursery specialist will be happy to help you pick just the right tree for your landscape, and then they'll deliver and plant it when it's convenient for you. The planting sale includes delivery in the Kalamazoo Portage area, the compost, and the labor to plant it. Trees in the 15 to 20 gallon pots can be planted for just $29.99. Trees in the 25 to 45 gallon pots can be planted for just $49.99. And an extra large bald and burlap tree can be planted for just $99.99. You can do something for the environment while you enjoy shade in the summertime and the beautiful colors every fall. When you plant hardy Waddell's grown trees from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. There's still time to visit the River Lake Inn and enjoy any of their three July features prepared by Chef Bailey. First is a tantalizing Chipotle honey barbecue ribs, a special blend of hot and sweet. Try this with a glass of Mark West Pinot Noir, and the selection is served with a choice of potato and their full salad bar. Second is a potato parmesan-encrusted fresh walleye, a succulent fillet of fresh walleye encrusted in a delicious mix of potato and parmesan cheese, and again, your choice of potato, and the River Lake Inn's famous salad bar. Third, and certainly not least, the River Lake Inn's Mushroom Swiss New York Strip, a beautifully aged certified black Angus steak topped with fresh mushrooms and bubbly Swiss cheese, plus your choice of potato and salad bar. Experience a truly memorable dining experience of great food and your favorite beverage with family and friends in Southwest Michigan's most tranquil restaurant setting. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
You know, we were talking about how different the temperature is this summer from last.
Yeah.
How does that affect the birds? Are they less stressed, or do they? Is heat not something that they bother? It bothers them that much.
Oh no, heat in fact bothers birds. Birds have no ability to sweat, and so they have to pant like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what they do is hard work. Flying is...
It takes it out of you.
Oh, yeah. And so, no, not only does the heat directly impact them and cause them problems, especially in cavity nesting birds, that the nest boxes they might be using overheat. The height of summer. And so, no, the boxes will be more productive this year because of the cooler temperatures. And because we're getting some rain, there's more insects. Last year, well, the reason we're not seeing butterflies very much this year is because they were harmed by last year's drought. And there's the number of eggs produced was dramatically diminished. And so that just gives you an idea of what happens to insect populations during a drought. And that has an impact on the reproductive success of birds. So, no, this is a far better summer for birds and for people, I might add, last year's unrelenting...
just miserable.
And the ultra-high electric bills from last year. We have open lines if you have any bird-related questions. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. And again, the reason I use the Eastern Meadowlark as the bird you had to identify in the trivia question is had a listener send me a number of pictures of a juvenile meadowlark at their feeder. And once I get permission from the owner of those pictures, I will post them for you to see on my Facebook page. But I've not heard back from the owner, and I don't want to publish pictures before their time. A question that we get this time of year is, when should I take down my hummingbird feeder? They're one of the myths about birds in general is that they become dependent on feeders. And a subset of that myth is that if you don't take your feeder down, the hummingbirds won't migrate. That's not true. Migration is a hormonal activity.
Yeah, I was going to say that's almost an involuntary
Exactly.
reaction, isn't it?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the myths I've heard is that if you must take your feeder down by Labor Day, and hard to believe that's just a little over a month away now, and not necessary. And if anything, taking down the feeder would cause them to stay longer, not to leave. The actual trigger to move south is when a particular bird's body weight gets to that magic point where their hormones trigger migration. And if you remove a food supply as birds are in what's called hyperphagia, that's where they're putting on weight to migrate, So it triggers their hormones and then gives them the body fat to fuel that migration. And if you take your feeder down early, that would potentially cause birds to stay here longer, not trigger them to migrate. And the last birds to leave are the juveniles. The juveniles have to put on the most weight prior to having their hormones tell them to move south. And so leave your hummingbird feeder up into the middle part of October, and you'll be rewarded even after you lose your hummingbird, by seeing the birds that were potentially further north moving south through here. And the best rule of thumb is to leave your feeder up for hummingbirds 2 weeks after you saw your last hummingbird. In my reality, that means I leave my hummingbird feeder out to the middle part of October, and we'll still see some lingering juveniles moving south. And you'll get them to stay around your feeder for a day or two while they're in migration, and that's always fun. And while we're on the subject of feeders and birds, feeding birds is entertainment. It is less altruism than it is just fun for you and I to see the birds in the yard. We're using food as a lure to get the birds to stop by. And the bottom line is you can start and stop feeding birds anytime you want to, and no harm will ever come to a bird. In neighborhoods, 6 out of 10 homes offer food for birds. And so if your feeder goes empty, the odds are the birds just go to your next-door neighbor's feeder. And even if all the feeders disappeared, birds only get about 10% of their diet from feeders. 90%, no matter how many feeders are around, 90% of a bird's diet is how nature taught that bird to find food to survive. And if you want to feed birds, you can do it any time of the year guilt-free. And if you're feeding in the wintertime, don't hesitate to go to Florida for that week of respite from snowy weather. You won't come back and find a ring of emaciated dead birds around your feeder. They'll all do just fine. That's going to do it for Birdwatch. Have yourself a good weekend, everybody, and thanks for listening. I'll talk to you Monday afternoon in the trifecta.
All right. Have a great one, Raj. Thank you for listening to this edition of Birdwatch, and join us each Saturday at 8 a.m. for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn located near Colon. Coming up next, CBS and local news, and we'll go around the home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO. It is 8:30.
Birds.